And we haven't talked yet this hour about Donald Trump, so let's catch you up with a minute of Trump. He is still not apologizing for his comments about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly. In fact, today he tweeted, quote, "Oh, really? Check out innocent Megyn Kelly discussion on Howard Stern show 5 years ago. I am the innocent pure one." And he links to a clip of Megyn Kelly talking about some adult topics with Howard Stern. Trump will appear on Fox News tomorrow morning after taking a break from the network. Yesterday, he was on every network's political talk show except Fox News Sunday, although he did have some words about its host, Chris Wallace, on NBC's Meet the Press.
I apologize when I'm wrong, but I haven't been wrong. I mean, I said nothing wrong. There's nothing. It's a very common statement. I've said it about many. Excuse me, I said it about Chris Wallace. I said there was blood pouring because he tried to question me, and he's a small shadow of his father, Mike, that I can tell you. But I said it about Chris Wallace.
A small shadow of his father, Mike. And by the way, Robin, the latest poll from Morning Consult after the debate has Trump's lead in the Republican field expanding to 32%, Bush second with 11%. So I don't think he's going anywhere for the time being.
Jeb Bush, well, you might have misspoken, Jeremy, because you said we haven't talked about Donald Trump in this hour. I think you meant in the last 5 minutes. It's just everywhere. Well, there's just about 6 months until the Iowa caucuses, February 1st. The New Hampshire primary comes a week later. And despite all the focus being on Donald Trump everywhere else, political ads are starting to pepper TVs in these states, even though recent history hasn't been kind to the winners. Rick Santorum won Iowa in 2012. Mike Huckabee won in 2008, of course. Neither went on to win their party's nomination. Here's one of the ads from this year's Republican race, a super PAC ad pushing John Kasich, governor of Ohio.
Weakness, hand-wringing, inexperience. They're looking out for us.
You know, I spent 18 years on the Armed Services Committee with some of the finest defense minds in the world. I learned how we get the services to work together. I'll never forget my experience meeting with soldiers out in the desert.
Here and Now media analyst John Carroll writes the Campaign Outsider blog. He teaches at Boston University School of Communications. And John, I'm assuming that at the beginning of that ad, weakness, hand-wringing, inexperience, they were referring to candidates other than John Kasich?
They were referring to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Oh, there you go. So give us an idea of how many of the candidates have started running ads in these two states, even while everybody else is talking about, you know, the debates last week.
Right. It's mostly the super PACs that are running the ads. So you have in Iowa, super PAC for Bobby Jindal and Rick Perry. In New Hampshire, you've got the super PAC for John Kasich and Chris Christie. And then in both states, you've got Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton running ads.
So just to take that Kasich ad, for instance, targeting Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party. But, you know, he's being asked all weekend, all the GOP candidates were being asked to target each other. So how does he navigate, or how does his super PAC navigate that line in that
well,
ad?
Well, this is a bit of a twofer, because he gets to link Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama and a sort of a failed foreign policy, according to him. But he also gets to contrast himself with the other GOP candidates in a very soft way, because he's got the kind of national security experience, he's saying, that the other ones don't. So he brings something different, something that distinguishes him from the rest of the GOP crowd.
Well, and here's another approach, an ad from Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Every candidate is going to say, I'm the most conservative guy who ever lived. So how do you tell the difference? Well, the scriptures tell us you shall know them by their fruits. If you say you oppose Obamacare, when have you stood up and fought to stop it?
Now, this was, I would say, a common message for Republicans. But then again, enter Donald Trump, who doesn't really talk about being conservative. So talk about that, the effect of that in early
well,
states.
Ted Cruz is chasing the Christian evangelical vote very, very hard. And so that's one thing. He brings faith into almost everything he talks about. But it's also a race to the right in terms of primary voters, especially in Iowa, where they're much more conservative, much more socially conservative. And so he's trying to play into that constituency and try to appeal to them and be the real conservative. That's his message.
Let's listen to part of an ad. In the interest of balance, running in New Hampshire and Iowa for Hillary Clinton.
Her parents abandoned her when she was just 8 years old. She was mistreated, but she never gave up. And she taught me to do the same. My mom's life and what she went through are big reasons why standing up for kids and families became such a big part of my life.
Hillary Clinton there talking about her late mom. But I've got about a minute left, John. it feels like there's a disconnect between these ads and what everybody else is talking about, which is Donald Trump.
Right, but they don't want to talk about Donald Trump because there's no bottom to that well. You know, he drags you into that, and all of a sudden, that's going to dominate everything that everybody asks you about. So I think what they're trying to do is operate on in a parallel universe in many ways. And Trump is creating his own universe. So I think they want to avoid as much as possible engaging. Most of them do.
And by the way, no ads from him yet, but why should he?
Exactly. His people were talking about ads, but he said, why should I spend money? I'm on top of the polls, and I'm all over the media.
Here now, media analyst John Carroll, who writes the campaign outside blog, teaches at BU School of Communications. John, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, why spend the money, Jeremy? You saw the poll. He shot up. You found the poll. He shot up.
Yeah, and he's now he's back in the good graces of Roger Ailes, it looks like, at Fox News. So he'll be back on there, too. Why bother?